Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where President Trump just concluded his meeting with his cabinet. He is taking questions from the press, and just moments ago, literally, he defended the idea of the great national lockdown, which, of course, is artificially, he says, crippled our economy. Well, he's right, of course. It wasn't a natural development in the economy, something we decided to do. President Trump says, and I think he's probably right, that we may have lost millions of lives had we not taken action against the pandemic. Here's the president.
Close down the whole country. And we have big sections of our country that don't have much of a problem. We have some sections that don't have any problem at all. So we're opening up our country. We're doing really well. And most excitingly, we're working on vaccines, therapeutics, and cures that are really moving along at a level that nobody would have thought possible. And the military, I can say Mark Esper. Okay, you know Mark Esper. He's become a very important person in the world of medicine because his military is going to be distributing, whether it's therapeutically or whether it's cures or whether it's a vaccine.
Defense Secretary.
And by the way, I have to say all three are doing unbelievably well. But Mark and the military are going to be getting them out. So he has hundreds of thousands of people that he is immediately that work for us right now. They're fully ready to deploy. They're ready to get the job done. They'll be doing it in a record business. And everything we've done with the military has been terrific. We've had admirals. We've had generals. I remember when crying Chuck Schumer said, we should get the military involved. I said, they are. He said, we should use one of our generals. I said, we do. Our generals have done a great job, Jared, right? And our admirals have done a great. We had everybody involved. And they are tremendously talented people. And this isn't what they do. They fight. They're great fighters, and they fight. But, the minority communities are really going to be well served. I think we are going to get that right back, and this includes everybody. This includes our whole country, but right back to where it was, which was record-setting numbers.
Right now that you are considering for those communities?
Right now, we're opening up areas and a lot of people are getting jobs. I heard some numbers yesterday that were really incredible. The amount, percentage-wise, of the country that opened up so quickly over the last few days. I think you're going to see some very big numbers, and I think next year is going to be an incredible year economically. You can never make up for all of the loss of life. You can never do that. From an economic standpoint, however, next year is going to be, I think it's going to be potentially a great year for us. Yeah. Please.
The FDA has said hydroxychloroquine should not be used outside of a hospital setting or.
No, that's not what I was told. No. It was a false study done where they gave it to very sick people, extremely sick people, people that were ready to die. It was given by obviously not friends of the administration. And the study came out. The people were ready to die. Everybody was old, had bad problems with hearts, diabetes, and everything else you can imagine. So they gave it. So immediately when it came out, they gave a lot of false information. Just so you understand, great studies came out of Italy on hydroxy. You know what I'm talking about, right? Right? Great studies came out. And the combination of the three. But we had some great studies come out. Italy, France, Spain, ourselves, many, many doctors came out and they said, it's great. Now, you have to go to a doctor. I have a doctor in the White House. I said, what do you think? And it's just a line of defense. I'm just talking about as a line of defense. I'm dealing with a lot of people. Look at all the people in the room. You know, I'm the president and I'm dealing with a lot of people. And it's a very inexpensive drug. It's almost pennies. It's very inexpensive. And it's been out for close to 70 years for a couple of different things, right? Lupus and malaria and even arthritis, they say. But I think it's worth it as a line of defense, and I'll stay on it for a little while longer. I'm just very curious myself. But it seems to be very safe. But that study was a phony study put out by the VA. You may want to talk about that. I mean, we could talk about that if anybody wants to. And maybe I'd ask Alex to talk about then, if you would introduce our great talented head of the VA and let him say a couple of words. But that was a phony study, and it's very dangerous to do it. The fact is, people should
He's
want
talking about a study showing dangers in hydroxychloroquine, which he is taking and he clearly passionately believes in.
So hydroxychloroquine has been approved by the FDA for decades here in the United States for the treatment of malaria, for the prevention of malaria, treatment of lupus, treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. And the system we have here in the United States that is, once a drug has been approved and on the market, a doctor in consultation with a patient may use it for what we call off-label purposes, which are indications that are not yet proven and not yet in the label. And this is the right to try precedent. He, for the first time, got the historic right to try legislation for experimental therapies, but that applies to our existing regime, which is approved products may be used in the judgment of a physician in consultation with their patient. As the president said, and I'll ask Secretary Wilkie to talk a bit about the VA study, there's been some studies around the use of hydroxychloroquine later in disease progression, but we are still working on some controlled studies earlier in the disease progression to see if we can measure the effectiveness of it in preventing the replication of the virus and spread in mild to moderate cases rather than the more serious, and that data is still pending. But
and it's got very good reviews, very good from many doctors, many doctors. Yes. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to clear up something that the media has not reported accurately. That was not a VA study.
Can you hear him? Because I think it's important you ask the question.
Yeah, that was
you
not.
You want to listen? Because I don't even think you're listening.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Why don't you listen
to
him?
That was not a VA study. Researchers took VA numbers, and they did not clinically review them. They were not peer-reviewed. They did not even look at what the president just mentioned, the various comorbidities that the patients who were referenced in that study had. I also want to echo what the Secretary of HHS said. The instructions I received from the President were very clear, and that was to preserve and protect life. Those of us who have had a military life, some of us around this table, we've been taking this drug for years. As the President mentioned, the Department of Defense and VA have been using it for 65 years. On any given day, VA uses 42,000 doses of this drug. And what we did when this virus first hit us was to use every means necessary to help preserve life. We believe that the Congress was right, and the President signed legislation to protect life, the right to try. And we did this in consultation not only with the families of those veterans, but we did this in consultation with our doctors under FDA guidelines. So I want to knock down the phony story that this is somehow the VA going back on what the President told us to do, which was to use every means possible to protect and preserve the lives of our veterans. And I think, as the President mentioned, we've seen in many cases across this country. In fact, I was on the news the day that the governor of New York was asking you for tens of thousands of doses.
Right.
We are doing everything we can to protect the lives of our veterans. And this is one of the means that we used.
Thank you. Hydroxychloroquine is used by thousands and thousands of frontline workers so that hopefully they don't catch this horrible disease or whatever you want to call it. It is a terrible virus. It's a terrible thing. And a lot of people are taking it. A lot of doctors are taking it. A lot of people swear by it. It's gotten a bad reputation only because I'm promoting it. So I'm obviously a very bad promoter.
And we are going to a break. President Trump says he's a very bad promoter. He's not. He's a great promoter. He's just the wrong person as President of the United States to be promoting a drug that not all medical authorities agree upon. Consult your doctor. We will consult some of the experts, and in studies at least, about what's going on so differently in different parts of the country. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Michael MedVed Show. We've been talking about the way that this international pandemic, that's the definition of what a pandemic is, it's international, it's everywhere. This pandemic has hit different parts of the world very differently, different parts of the country very differently, and even different states very differently depending on the regions. Now, for people who want to try to associate something partisan or something ideological or something political with the virus and what it's doing to us and to our economies and to the way that we live, California is is a very interesting example, because the entire state, except for some counties that are less well populated, I guess you could say Riverside County, San Bernardino County are a little bit more moderate, at least, if not conservative. But mostly the state is entirely to the left. And if you ask yourself, which is more conservative, L.A. or San Francisco metropolitan area, it's a tough call. I think you can say there are actually more active conservatives in L.A., though still distinctly in a minority. I mean, the city of Los Angeles basically voted 80% for Hillary Clinton. In any event, there's a fascinating piece in the Wall Street Journal, and they point out that the San Francisco Bay Area, along with Sacramento, has about 10 million people of the 40 million people who live in California. But that area has only 16% of its COVID-19 cases and only 14% of the deaths. In other words, it's way, way below the percentage you'd expect of the people who got sick, and particularly the people who died. Now, look at the other end of the state. And for people who don't know California, of course, it's 500 miles between the center of population in Southern California and the center of population in the San Francisco Bay Area. And when you take a look at that, you're looking at 22 million residents, so more than half of the state's population are Los Angeles and San Diego, and Orange County in between, of course, and they have over three quarters of the state's coronavirus infections and deaths. So it's vastly more likely that you're going to get sick and die from this virus in one part of California than another. Wall Street Journal reports experts say the disparity can be attributed to the Los Angeles region's move to issue stay-at-home orders 3 days later than the Bay Area's, as well as more facilities housing elderly people and more lower-income minority residents who have been disproportionately affected by the virus. In other words, what they're talking about is the one thing that we've been able to figure out, and this very much goes to what Dr. Epstein was telling us about Australia and South Korea and places where they have really, really limited the number of fatalities and the amount of economic dislocation. It's when they moved very quickly, much more quickly than we moved in most of the country. This 3-day difference between the San Francisco area and the LA area makes a huge difference, because the virus can spread, particularly in crowded cities, so very quickly. And that's one of the scary aspects of people going back to work now. They also make the point here, they say the differences could result between LA and San Francisco area in significantly different economic trajectories for the two regions in the months and years to come. Northern California is poised to recover faster than the South because its fewer cases will likely allow it to loosen business restrictions earlier. So said Jeff Belisario, who's executive director of the Bay Area Council Economic Institute, a San Francisco think tank. Well, of course, they want things to get back to normal more quickly in Northern California. But all of this also begs the question, in California, there's no real ideological difference between Southern California and Northern California. There is in the nation at large. And there's a piece by Gerald Seib about, and it's very sad, actually, and I saw it in part of what the president was involved with the hydroxychloroquine. First of all, okay, he's taking hydroxychloroquine. He should live and be well. We all want the president to be healthy and robust. But why is this such a big issue? Why is it a political issue? Why does President Trump want to identify himself with this one particular drug, for goodness sake, especially knowing it's controversial? And Gerald Seib in the Journal says political power in the states today is almost evenly split between the two parties. 26 states have Republican governors. 24 have Democratic governors. And you may say, wait, what happened? It used to be two-thirds of the states had Republican governors. Yeah, we lost a bunch of governorships in 2018. When the states are measured by the sheer number of cases, six of the top seven states for coronavirus cases have Democratic governors. Together, those six blue states have about half of all the nation's cases, though only about one-third of its population. And then he points out, coronavirus deaths tell a similar story. Eight of the nine states with the most deaths due to the virus are states with Democratic governors. When measured by deaths per capita, eight of the top nine states also have Democratic governors. By the way, what's the one Republican governor state that ranks in the top for coronavirus deaths? It's Massachusetts, with Governor Charlie Baker. And what Gerald Seib is pointing out here is that this is not because of Republican policies cutting down on the coronavirus. It's not because of Democratic policies by these governors promoting the coronavirus. But what it does explain is why there is so much more willingness from Republicans nationwide to get back to work, to put the lockdown aside. The places which tend to be crowded cities, urban areas, places with a lot of ethnic minorities and a lot of poor people, those places tend to be very Democratic areas. And they are hit terribly hard by the virus. You see that in the California numbers, too. And if you are hit very hard by the virus, you are much less willing to go back to work right away. How do we make this less of a partisan issue? And why is it Democrats are so much less happy today than Republicans? We'll get to that and much more on the Medved Show coming up.
Want 50% off any download at the MedVid History Store?
Become an annual MedHead member at michaelmedved.com.
1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While welcoming farmers and ranchers at the White House, President Trump is predicting a big economic turnaround.
I think we're going to have a fantastic year next year. I think we will do very well in the fourth quarter, and I think the transition quarter, which is coming up, we're starting it very shortly in the third quarter. I think you'll see some very good numbers, but you're going to see some great numbers in the fourth quarter.
Less than 24 hours after learning that President Trump is taking hydroxychloroquine, we learn that Vice President Mike Pence is not taking it. He tells Fox News that his physician hasn't recommended it. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the Treasury is acting as quick as they can to get $500 billion in CARES Act money out to taxpayers. Mnuchin saying he's working to get the money in a responsible manner out the door. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Makes a public statement about efforts to stop the slaughter. That was the record of Woodrow Wilson during the Spanish flu outbreak that claimed at least 50 million lives around the world. The pandemic began in 1918. While Wilson was singularly focused on World War I, American soldiers sailing to European battlefields nonetheless helped spread the virus. President Wilson let mayors handle isolation and mitigation efforts in this country, and no federal strategy ever emerged. Whatever one thinks of President Trump's response in confronting coronavirus, he unequivocally affirms the need for an activist federal role. Compared to his predecessor's monumental failure 102 years ago, Trump deserves credit for his fierce focus on the challenge to health. Michael Medved show, the president has finished with his second press conference of the day. Given the fact that President Trump gets treated harshly by the press, there's no question about it. And given the fact that he protests about that a lot, he sure spends a lot of his time talking with them. And this is truly unprecedented, as having followed the White House for many, 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 many years. No president answers press questions 2, 3, 4 times a day the way Trump does. And I think part of the reason he does it is because it works for him, but also because he enjoys it. And I do not buy for a moment, and this gets us right back to this red-blue divide, the Republican-Democrat, liberal-conservative divide, in terms of an approach to the coronavirus. There are some people who think it's all about Trump. And I think that, for instance, if you're talking about something specifically like hydroxychloroquine, that's all about Trump. It is. Because I don't think there's a sense that conservatives would normally be enthusiastic about using this anti-malaria drug, except that the president is identified with it. And frankly, I don't think liberals would be so hostile to using that particular drug, except for the fact the president's identified with it. But generally, the real red-blue divide is demographic. As Gerald Seib writes in the Wall Street Journal, inevitably, this uneven distribution of disease, and we're talking now about how urban East Coast states, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut. Illinois is right up there. Michigan is right up there. That those states, all of with Democratic governors, all with very, very high rates of infection, this uneven distribution of disease has led to uneven political reactions about its burden. Red states feel that they are being hit harder than justified by a national economic shutdown. That, to them, simply feels more acute than the problem it is addressing. It's no surprise, then, that the debate over how quickly to reopen the economy is both an emotional one and it's falling along partisan lines. And Gerald Seib quotes Angus Deaton, who's a Nobel Prize-winning economist at the Brookings Institution, who says, a red state governor is losing his business in exchange for blue state lives. So for him, opening up quickly is a no-brainer, which is sort of why it's happening. Deaton added, it is a lot to ask those governors to kill their businesses and their GDP for people who live far away and who they may not even like very much. Yes, there isn't universal affection for New York City in the rest of the country, is there? But that hasn't prevented President Trump, by the way, from cooperating fairly effectively with Governor Cuomo. The six hardest hit blue states, writes the Wall Street Journal and Gerald Seib, have more than half of the country's coronavirus cases in six states and a third of its population. Yet only 12% of the votes in the U.S. Senate. Now, why is that? It's because the way they devise the Constitution. Each state, no matter how populous or how deserted it may be, gets two senators. It is almost a perfect formula for political tensions. And here he's talking about the tensions that where it's a very different situation in the House, where the states that are most afflicted are very well represented because they have big House delegations, and the Senate, where the states that are most afflicted, New York State, sorry, New Yorkers, you may have a big population, but you only get two U.S. senators. And given the fact those two senators are Schumer and Gillibrand, that's probably a relief. On the Medved show, President Trump earlier today, he met with GOP senators, and he did a press conference. This is clip number 11, Jeremy. And President Trump found the need and when asked to defend his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. Here's the president of the United States this morning.
General Flynn is a man of great respect. I was with General Milley, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the other day. I said, you know General Flynn? He said, yes, I do. He's a fine man. I've known him for 20 years. He's a fine man and a great soldier. General Flynn was treated horribly. General Flynn was treated illegally. These people, they broke the law. They broke the law. What they've done to General Flynn should never happen. What they've done to the presidency and what they've done to this country can never be allowed to happen again to our country.
Okay. And, of course, he is going back, as he did several times yesterday, and I'm sure he's done elsewhere today, at his charges against Barack Obama and his administration for having trapped General Flynn into lying to FBI agents. It's a very complicated case. Judge Sullivan now is having another former federal judge, much respected, as President Trump would say, Judge Gleason, who's going to be making the case that, no, the Justice Department should not be allowed to drop the Flynn case. Let me give you my opinion. I believe that the law is going to come out that the Justice Department has the right to drop the charges. And I don't think that... I think probably Judge Sullivan will hold that way. He also spoke, President Trump, about the great successes of his administration despite what he considers to be unprecedented Democratic hostility. Here's the president this morning.
And despite all of that has been done, everything that's been done, we've had one of the greatest presidencies ever. We have never, I don't think anybody, Mitch, I think we can say it with assurity, nobody's accomplished what we've accomplished in a relatively short period of time, a three-year period of time. Nobody's been able to do that. When you look at rebuilding our military, regulations at a level that nobody's come close to, we've cut regulations, the biggest tax decrease in history. You look at all of the things that we've done, all of the things we've done on health care, with the individual mandate, with pre-existing conditions. Nobody's done anywhere close to what we've done. But despite that, if you look, despite an illegal witch hunt, and that's what it was. It was a hoax. It was a witch hunt. The Russian thing was a made-up, fabricated story. Just like they went to Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know her at all. And they said, you're a Russian agent.
Tulsi.
I don't know her, but I know she's not a Russian agent. Then they went to Dr. Jill Stein of the Green Party. They said she's a Russian agent. I don't know her at all. I know she's not a Russian agent. These people are sick. Pelosi is a sick woman. She's got a lot of problems, a lot of mental problems. We're dealing with people that have to get their act together for the good of the country. Okay, thank you very much.
I hadn't heard yet that he was speaking up on behalf of Jill Stein, who may not be a Russian agent, but she certainly is a Russian fellow traveler, has been for years, way out to the left. And by the way, there was no formal governmental investigation by the FBI or anything. The only indication that the claim that Tulsi Gabbard was doing, carrying the water for Vladimir Putin, came from a comment made by Hillary Clinton, disgraceful comment, and she should not have gotten involved in that regard. But it's not some official investigation or a witch hunt or a hoax regarding Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate for president, or Tulsi Gabbard. Nancy Pelosi, a lot of mental problems. What happens next? How do we get the country together? We'll talk about it coming up on the Medved Show. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show. Look, the great success of Australia, and yes, it's kind of impressive. It's something that I've recently been fascinated by, has come in part because Scott Morrison, the very conservative Prime Minister of Australia, brought together people from every political faction, from every political party, and he had folks working together on a solution, and they move very, very quickly in Australia, right at the very beginning of the threat. And they cut it off. And as a result, they have four deaths per 1 million population. And we in our country are at 280. It's a big difference. So what do you do about bringing people together? And it's a tough thing when the president of the United States, and I'm still stunned by it, when he says this morning that Nancy Pelosi has mental problems. Now, of course, she had said earlier today that he was morbidly obese. So, I mean, this is pathetic. It's pathetic if you have a Speaker of the House ripping the president because of his weight, which probably is a sensitive subject for the president, might be. And Nancy Pelosi, who's 80 years old, being attacked for her mental problems. Well, what's amazing to me is this. And I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. But I assume the normal human response, if you get to know somebody, if you actually sit down with them for a meal, you'll still disagree on all kinds of stuff. But the chances are you'll say, that person's not so bad. Person's not such a terrible human being. There's nothing horribly wrong with them. And the point is, Pelosi and Trump know each other. Do you remember when Trump was trying to do his charm offensive and he had Nancy and Chuck and everything, Nancy and Chuck to the White House? Then they had a White House meeting that went badly. Yes, and then she tried to impeach him and remove him from office. But this level of personal vitriol and hostility,
it's pathetic.
It is pathetic. And particularly at a moment where where Americans, and this is true in all of the surveys, it's just absolutely, absolutely direct. They want our political leaders to work together. Now, Joe Biden, in a very feckless way, it just hasn't worked out so well for him, from his basement, where it's like his videos come across like hostage videos. Okay, at least this one, it has sort of sunshine in the background, and there's, you can see a backyard. But there's a little problem, and it's a big problem. And Biden is clearly trying to do better. He's trying to offer an alternative that won't be quite as polarizing as Pelosi or Trump. And the problem for him is Canada geese. Now, you just listen and you'll hear exactly what I mean. He was doing a virtual roundtable discussion on the impact of COVID-19 with an open window. Listen.
You know, the people who weren't necessarily prejudiced but just didn't focus. That's the geese you hear in the background. I'm a little pond out here. Those Canadian geese are trying to get away from the virus. Anyway.
Okay. Not the greatest moment. By the way, I'm not a fan of Canadian geese. Not that much, not a fan. But yesterday we were taking our long walk, which I usually do with my wife after the show, and we walked through a whole gaggle of disgusting Canadian geese in Coulon Park in Renton, Washington. And they had left just an unbelievable volume of poop. Now, I'm sure somebody's going to figure out a way that the poop can help cure COVID-19 or can be rendered into some kind of energy source or something. Speaking of energy source, Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, who has become somewhat notorious for the toughest, most sweeping, most comprehensive and most controversial lockdown in the country, said that she's been in contact with the Biden campaign. About what exactly? Listen.
How's the vetting process going so far? Are you being vetted by Mr. Biden?
You know, I've had a conversation with some folks, but the fact of the matter is, all of my energy is going into helping my state through this crisis, unlike one that we've seen in 100 years in this country. We have to get it right. And I was elected to be the governor of the state of Michigan. It is the honor of a lifetime. And that's where I'm spending 100% of my energy and focus. We've got a crisis like nothing we've ever seen before. And all of our focus is to be on Michigan.
Really quickly, this conversation that you had, how would you characterize the conversation?
It was just an opening conversation, and it's not something that I would call a professional, you know, formalized vetting. I am making a little bit of time to stay connected to the campaign, but, you know, the most important thing that I have to do right now is be the governor of my home state. That's all that matters to me in this moment, and that's where I'm going to stay all my energy focused.
Okay, I think that, frankly, Joe Biden is not going to go to Gretchen Whitmer because he doesn't need her in Michigan. I'm not sure she even helps in Michigan. She's been very controversial as governor. And there's great pressure on him to select a running mate who's a person of color. Now, why is that? Because there's new analysis, and Eugene Robinson was writing about this in the Washington Post, and the numbers are just stunning. Hillary Clinton lost Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and even arguably Florida. She lost those states because black turnout was down so sharply. In the key swing states that gave Trump his victory, the black turnout went down since 2012. 2012, Obama was on the ticket, and Obama had record black turnout. 66% of black voters voted. And by the way, only 64% of white voters. It was the highest black turnout ever for Obama's second term. And then just 4 years later, Hillary Clinton, another Democratic candidate, black turnout had fallen to 59% and change. So it had gone way down. You're talking about, when you're talking about, we have about almost 50 million African Americans in this country. So when you're talking about that kind of change in turnout, it's huge, which is why they're talking about one of four African American ladies. Biden has already committed himself to appointing a lady. Those candidates are Stacey Abrams and Kamala Harris and Val Demings of Florida and Susan Rice. He's not going to pick Susan Rice because that brings up the whole Benghazi thing, and she's never run for office before. I don't think he's going to pick Kamala Harris, because they have that horrible tape of Kamala Harris just ripping him in a presidential debate. I think he cannot pick Stacey Abrams. She's never held any job other than being a state senator in the state of Georgia and then losing the election. I think his obvious pick, and I said this, I was one of the first people in the country. In fact, I think I may have been the first person in the country way back before impeachment, saying that Val Demings was a likely running mate for whoever won the Democratic nomination. She's a cop. She was a cop for 27 years. She was a very effective police chief in Orlando, Florida. She actually brought the crime rate down. Her husband is a cop, former sheriff of Orange County. A former police chief in Orlando, like his wife of many years. They've been married since 88. And her husband, Jerry Demings, is now the mayor of Orange County, which is the key swing county in the state of Florida. And they are both African-American. They're both career law enforcement. And Val Demings, very intelligently, unlike a lot of other Democrats, goes on Fox News regularly. Watch her. When we come back, there is...
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.